Piper glared at me, silently willing me to listen carefully because it was obvious Uncle was saying something important. I nodded, not only listening and remembering, but watching Doge's lips to make sure he was saying what I thought I was hearing. Most of the Yuang Bao had gone back to their charges, but Jojo had no one to protect anymore. His man had gotten away. He stayed. He stepped forward.
"Uncle, your tongue betrays you!"
At least, that's what he wanted to say. The instant his mouth opened, Croker made signs to Otto and Hagop, who hovered like angels looking for unbelievers to smite. They wrapped Jojo up, clamped hands over his mouth, carried him away, and managed the whole abduction so slickly that nobody paid any attention. Uncle Doge thought he was dying. He was trying to stick Taide with some obligation. Find her before she recovers. Kill her while she's vulnerable. Burn her flesh. Scatter her ashes. Scatter them to the winds. Taide didn't want the obligation.
"I am not the one, Uncle. I have a mission already. Rest. Hold your tongue."
He knew I was listening. Uncle's eye shifted my way. He knew I was listening too now, but he was convinced he saw death peering over my shoulder. He kept on talking. What he said made sense. If you assumed that the Thousand Voices was Soulcatcher, that was a good nickname for her, particularly where she had not bothered to introduce herself. Unfortunately, Uncle and Taide didn't make illuminating, as you know, expository speeches to one another, so I could only fill the chasms by guesswork. I did get the impression that this Thousand Voices had stolen something from the Yuang Bao. Uncle called it the key. Key to what did not come up. Taide had no need to have it explained. A quest to recover the item might explain why Uncle had been dogging the company. It might explain his disappearances, both overnight or for as long as after Chirandaprash. I suspected I might have been exposed to earlier hints, but had been too dense to catch or record them. Uncle Doge was getting weaker. For a man as strong physically and mentally as he was, that hinted that he might be right about having very little time left. I yielded to temptation and gave pettiness a loose rein. I dropped to my haunches as near Yuang Bao style as I could manage.
"Is there anything you want me to tell Sara when she gets here?"
His one eye fixed on mine. He winced as Taide peeled a big hunk of scab off his other eye, but his gaze did not waver.
"I've known for a long time. I also know we have a son, and I can find no forgiveness in my heart."
Croker said, "He's got more wounds than I thought. This arm is broken. His leg might be too."
I said, "He ran into Catcher.
Probably when she was making her getaway. He might have cut her up some. That would explain the sword. Also him still being in relatively good health. What's the chatter?" We were, of course, muttering in Jewel City's dialect.
"He's sure he's dying. He's trying to pass some kind of obligation onto Taide. Taide doesn't want it. I think Catcher visited the swamp between the time when we broke the siege of Dejigore and when my in-laws moved in with me in Taglios."
She snatched something really important to the Yuang Bao, something apparently considered an object of power in their religion, like a holy relic, and Uncle's quest is to steal it back. "He ain't ready to check out yet," Croker told me.